Welcome to Comically Pedantic, where we take a detailed look at the complicated concepts, characters, and history of comic book culture. I'm Derek L. Chase, and what you're about to hear actually isn't going to be much about comic books or anything of that sort of nature. It was me and Corinne Levy getting sidetracked, as we often do, in the middle of a conversation for far too long to talk about Gilmore Girls. If anyone out there actually has watched Gilmore Girls or knows anything about it, I think you might find it kind of interesting because I've seen the show probably multiple times over at this point, and Corinne is in the middle of watching it. So it was a fun little back and forth with some speculation about like what is to come in the future. If you're a fan of Gilmore Girls, I hope you enjoy it.
I've been watching Gilmore Girls.
Oh, great series.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we just started season four. And I have no timeline for when I need to finish this, but whenever Max and I have time, you know, it'll be like, oh, do you want to just, like, sit and watch an episode or two? And it's like, sure. So maybe a couple of weeks ago, we just watched the season three finale. And that has such, like, a good ending. Like, yeah. She just graduates from her high school and is like, you know where she's going to go to college, and she feels good about it. And there's like some conclusions on some romance aspects. There's some where you like feel kind of good, but maybe it's a little questionable and stuff like that. But overall, like, that's such a good, like, if I stopped watching then and there, I don't think I would have been upset. Like, I feel good. I love that it's continuing, and I like season four, like, but I'm also like, yeah, this is fine. I'm good. Like, but I also love Gilmore Girls, so I'm glad that it hasn't ended.
Season four on is where I start to get more complicated feelings about the show, yeah. Which is good and bad, you know? Like, it's not like I'm saying, like, oh, it's awful. It's like, man, this is it. Like, it's really testing me.
Yeah,
but it's still interesting.
Yeah, and like, we don't have to keep this in the podcast. But how do you feel about Jess, the second boyfriend?
I don't know if I should tell you because it changes.
Okay.
By the time I get to the end of the
series. Well, so I will tell you right now. So I've watched seasons fully one through three fully. And we're in the beginnings of season four. Everybody would tell me that like Jess is their favorite, blah, blah, blah. To me, as of now, again, I am on season four, episode like four. So like very beginning season four, Jess is a terrible boyfriend. Like he's a rat bastard that wears so many sleeves. That man has like five shirts on at a time. And I've talked about this a lot to like everybody that I know that will listen to me talk about this. But like, I get it was like the early 2000s and like layering was the thing. That boy's got 17 shirts on, like in the summertime. I'm like, he's crazy. And he's a terrible boyfriend. He spends so much time and energy trying to achieve the girlfriend that he wants and then immediately gives up. And, like, treats her like shit because he's like, oh, I have her now. I guess I don't have to do anything. And it's like, F off. I get you're, like, 16 or 17 or whatever, but it's like, are you serious? You're such a joke. And so, as you can tell, I'm very mad at the Jess storyline.
I will tell you, yeah, when he was first introduced, I absolutely hated him.
Like, I liked him more when he was, like, not with her, but she had like a crush on him, and like, you know, they played this whole thing of like, oh, her and Dean, you know, they're a cute high school couple, which they were a very cute high school couple, specifically a cute high school couple, and like, yeah, yes. They didn't have a ton in common fundamentally, but they're a cute high school couple, and like, you know, he would go to events with her and they'd have a fun time. And but at least with Jess, there was like almost like they could have more substance in their conversation. Like they could talk about books. They could talk about music. But then when they get together, it's like they don't know how to have a fucking conversation, like at all.
Like, yeah, I didn't like him. I don't want to ruin anything, but like I do change how I feel about him, but
yeah,
I don't think like it's not to a point where it recontextualized him being a dick earlier in the series. I just think that
like I'm sure maybe he'll come back and maybe he'll like show that he's grown or something. But like as of right now, where Max and I are at in the series, I truly am like, I am not seeing the hype of this boy. Like,
my personal thoughts on Gilmore Girls is Rory has, there is not a single good boyfriend that she has.
I don't think there ever will be. And like, which is fine. Like, because I also.
And I think she's a terrible person. I don't like Rory.
I liked her. I still like her. I think right now, like, so she just moved to Yale. Again, we don't have to keep this in the, this, us talking about Gilmore Girls could be a whole different episode. We'll just splice this. But, like, so she just moved to Yale, where I'm at. And there, she's like rooming with Paris, who was like this insufferable, like, okay, overachiever.
So, you're
like,
going to be so
like
mad at
Paris
me.
Now,
Paris is my favorite character in the show.
I know. I like her now. Because she's like, I don't like, she almost is like relieved of like the pressure that she put on herself. And so now she's like actively trying to be like a person in her community, which is great. And I like hope the best for Paris because I really like, I like her now. She's wild, but like, I like her now. But there's an episode.
She's my absolute favorite.
There's an episode where like, there's like supposed to be these parties in the dorms and you just leave your door open and people can come in. And Rory's like, I don't want people in here. I want to just stay and read. And it's like, okay, girl, you can read literally whenever you want. Like, how do you not want to meet anybody that you're like going to school with? So there are some things where I'm like, are you like playing too much into the like, I'm just a girl who reads books? I feel like she's definitely going to be going, my guess is that she's going to go through a lot of adjustment issues. Because, like, she was, like, the star of her town. And now she's in New Haven. And, like, a normal
man, I really want to watch. I really want to. I want to talk to you about this series when you finish it. Because I have very strong opinions about Rory. And, like, where her life feels like it changes.
Same. And then I like Lorelai. I like her a lot. There's definitely moments
I
where
love
she's
Lorelai.
There's moments where, of course, she's like, you know, very immature, but also like she left her home at 16 because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, so
no,
I kind of forgive
I agree
it a little
with,
bit.
Like, the characters make bad decisions, and but they feel believable.
They do.
You know.
And also, like, in the end, like, I've been seeing these things where it's like, people will write articles about how like, oh, I no longer desire to have children because, and like Gilmore Girls, rewatching it really sealed that for me, that like, I should not have kids because like, even though I romanticized these dynamics, like in the show before, I look at it now and I'm like, they're so horrible. And it's like, okay, but like, you know,
that's life.
And like, even the whole Emily and Gilmore and Lorelai Gilmore like dynamic, like it's flawed for sure because like they had a bad relationship growing up, but you can tell those are like two people that deep down very much love each other and don't want to lose each other in their lives, and they're fumbling through how to like make that relationship work, but you're watching people try to make the relationship work.
Yes.
And I think that's an amazing thing. And I don't think a lot of people are like showing that enough. They're more just like, oh my God, like they just refuse to like, you know, make amends because they're both so traumatized. And it's like, yeah, you can be traumatized, but like they're also trying to heal and you're forgetting that. And they want to heal together, which I think is really awesome. And then you also have this other thing of like, here's what it looks like when you have a parent that almost wants to be best friends before a parent, but then recognizing yes. I have to be a parent now. And I think that's really cool. Like, so I don't know. I think it's a really special show. I like how it kind of looks at like parenthood and those like family dynamics and stuff. Cause deep down, man, do I love a mother-daughter show. I'm a sucker for Mamma Mia. I love Gilmore Girls.
It's Austin's comfort show. And I can tell when she's having a particularly hard time in her life or if she just argued with her mom because she will be rewatching Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. It's a good show.
It's a great show. It's wonderful. Yeah.
And then I get the last thing I will say about Gilmore Girls is I love Suki and Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
I love them so much. They're probably, and I love Michelle. And I love Luke. I don't know if they'll ever get together, but I don't need to know yet. I'll be surprised when it happens. But like, I think their dynamic is very fun. And I just like, I think Luke is just a good character. So
I need you to be texting the group chat as you watch the show.
I will. I'll let you know. I'll probably watch some of it tonight. I don't know. We'll see what
Good.
We'll see what pans out, but it's a fun show. I'm a big fan of it. I'm glad that I finally decided to watch it.
And there you have it. I know that was a little silly, but you know, that's kind of the fun of the situation. We don't normally get a chance to break out and talk about something that is not necessarily related to comic books in any way. As far as I know, there has never been a Gilmore Girls comic book, although that would be kind of fun. If you liked that and you want to hear more of me and Corinne just having some nonsense fun, you can find more information at comicallypedantic.com. You can also follow us on Instagram by searching at pedanticcast. New episodes usually come out on most Sundays on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and at comicallypedantic.com. If you have any comments or questions, you can send them in text or audio recording to comicallypedantic@gmail.com. Just indicate if you'd like your name or question read on the air. And don't forget, we still own fuckcomicsgate.com if you'd like to send a donation to the Games and Online Harassment Hotline. We will be back soon with another deep dive into the world of comics, but until then, you can find more exciting adventures at your local comic shop.